from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's right. Hughley's out today. It is Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. Byron's behind the glass for T-Mill. Them guys are out there. T-Mill, hopefully he's feeling a little better. He can somewhat enjoy his Labor Day. Ron, I hope he's enjoying his day with his beautiful bride and his family as well. Maybe this is the last day that they'll be able to look at him, or Courtney will be able to look at him and not
laugh.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate you helping me not laugh at him with that blonde hair.
Roll over on the floor laughing.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what's making T-Mill feel better today, too? Even though he's ailing, winning that bet, and knowing that within the next couple of days or so, Ron's going to have to come in here looking ridiculous.
Oh, it's
got to make him feel a little bit better.
It's absolutely beautiful. It is football season. It's week one. The Texans got the Colts this Sunday at noon. And, boy, this is the week we've been waiting for. And it's on Mondays. We hear from the head coach. Here is your Houston Texans head coach, D'Amico Ryans.
It's been a really great matchup for us to start off the year. Anthony Richardson, as he showed with the limited amount of snaps that he's had, he's shown that he can be a dynamic playmaker, you know, running the ball, also throwing the football. So he's a playmaker, right? You have to account for him every single snap just because of his dynamic ability, right, to run the football. So he poses a really good challenge for us defensively, and we definitely have our hands full.
Jonathan Taylor been successful against the Texans, no matter who the coach is?
Yeah, I think he's a successful running back just because he runs with such great contact balance. Like, it takes more than one guy to get him down. He does a really good job breaking tackles. He plays physical. He plays downhill. He runs the ball, plays the game the right way. I think that's what makes him a really good running back.
There'll be a lot of good running backs on this team. What do you see from their tandem inside, EJ Speed, Zaire Franklin?
EJ and Zaire, they've done it for a while together. Right? They're long, athletic, fast guys who can make plays, you know, sideline to sideline. So, you know, we have to be able to get ahead on those guys because they make most of their plays once the ball gets past the defensive line. Those are the guys who you have to stop because, you know, their speed, their length, their athleticism.
Will didn't practice the majority of August. How do you feel about his availability for this week coming up?
Yeah, we'll see where we go throughout the week. Feeling good about all our guys, ready to get rolling for the year.
You mentioned before that you felt like you guys started a competitive roster. Just knowing the work you guys put in as well, what type of competitive juices are flowing for you as you get ready for the real thing this week?
Yeah, it doesn't change for me. Like, I mean, when you're a competitor, you compete, whether it's preseason, training camp, whatever the day is. Like, if we don't turn it on, for me personally, I don't turn it on once the season starts. Like, every day for me is – it's a competitive day. Like, how can we get better? How can we win? How can we improve? So it doesn't change now that the season kicks off for us. Our mentality doesn't change as a team. Our mentality doesn't change as a coach.
You and Steichen have a lot of history. What are your overall thoughts on y'all's history going back to San Francisco building last year?
I don't look at it as a history, right? Between me and Steichen, like, it's about the players playing the game, right? Our players, Shane is a really good coach. He always has his guys prepared, ready to go. Really respect him as a coach. And for me, we got to do the same. Like, just have our guys prepared, ready to go, ready for anything that they may throw at us. So it's not about me or Shane. It's about the players who strap it up on the field.
CJ obviously had a ton of talent kind of coming in. Obviously, y'all had to do something well with him for him to have CTE had. In year one, what do you feel like you all as a staff did well, and what are y'all kind of continuing to do?
as a staff, whatever player, whatever the position, whoever you're dealing with, like, you have to put guys in position to be successful, right? You have to do what they do well. And I think that's what our staff did with working with CJ on last year and going throughout this training camp. You just give him things that he likes within the offensive scheme and things that he feels good about executing, right? And you have to listen to players when it comes to that, like, what do they like? And that's what you try to go out and run those things, because they're going to be, I think, more to your advantage when he's doing things that he likes to do. So just listening to each other, making sure we're all working together, staff and players working together, that's how you become a good team in this league.
What did you notice from CJ in the huddle, how he operates in the huddle? What have you noticed from him compared to your own? How has he grown?
CJ's command has grown just how he communicates in the huddle. You communicate with confidence in the huddle. I think he's just been more vocal. But when you do it, right, for the second time around, it's a lot more easier. The verbiage of our offense hasn't changed, so it's easier for him to understand what we're calling and communicate that with confidence, and he's doing that.
You talked about the coastal linebackers earlier, but how important would it be to establish the run against that strong front seven that they do have?
Yeah, they have a really great front seven, starting with the two interior guys, Buckner and Stewart. Those guys are a force inside. But it's not about if we have to run it, but whatever we have to do to move the football up and down the field. Like, it really doesn't matter if it's running the ball, throwing the ball, whatever it takes for us to be successful in moving the football, that's what we'll do.
DeMeco, you went from 32nd to 8th against the run last year. You got a lot of good players. What's the key to being even better than 8th?
Yeah, the key is consistency, and it's always important. The first game is going to be about tackling, right? You have to tackle as a team, right? So talk about our defense last year. Right? It's too many missed tackles. So for us to improve in run game and also the passing game, we have to be a better tackling team, and that takes just more hats to the ball, more guys securing and wrapping up.
What do you think of you more? Amari's short stint with the Texans in his rookie season. What do you
Stood out the most to me about Kamari is his consistency. Like, he shows up every day, whether it was rookie minicamp, OTAs. Like, Kamari, no matter who lined up across from him, like, I just love that he never wavered with whoever lined up across from him, and he accepted whatever challenge was thrown his way. A very smart player. He finishes the right way, right? And that's what it's all about in this league. Everybody's about the same talent-wise, but you have to make up in your mind how you're going to finish each play. And he finishes with the right mindset, which has allowed him, right, to continue to grow as a rookie and be consistent because of his mindset of how he finishes things.
You all ended the cold season in week 18 last year. How's it going to feel going back into that same environment to start the season off?
New year, not worried about last year. Right? Last year was last year. We're fully focused on 2024. We're a completely different team. They're a different team as well. So for me, last year has nothing to do with this year going into their place.
That no longer can surprise anymore, or is no longer the underdog as you all were last year in that sense. Does the messaging at all change, or do you have to tell your players something different, like, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for me, I hear that about surprising people or sneak, like, it's the NFL. That doesn't happen. Like, I don't care how you guys cook it up. Like, it's the NFL. Every team, every player is good enough to win games each and every week. So nobody's surprising anyone. Nobody's sneaking up on anyone. Anybody can get beat any single week in the league. So the whole narrative about sneaking up on people or our expectations, outside expectations, for me, it's we're focused on our team and how can we go play really sound football. That's what matters to us. It doesn't matter about sneaking up on people. Our expectations, that doesn't change how we play the game of football. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to play relentless. We're going to play with great energy, and we're going to go out and challenge any opponent we line up against for four quarters.
All right, that's your head coach, DeMeco Ryans. It's game week.
Man.
Skeezy, it's game week. There's a lot to unpack right there. There's a lot to unpack with what DeMeco Ryans is talking about. And I want to start where he started, B. Scott. I think the Texans, that there's two specific concerns. Concerns ain't the right. Let's challenges. There's two specific challenges this week for the Texans defense. And there's no doubt that both of these challenges are real. They're present. We've seen them front and center versus the Texans last year. I'll tell you exactly who I'm talking about. We'll play. We'll get you that audio, and we'll hear what D'Amico had to say about each one of these challenges. And then we'll cuss and discuss. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 6.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.